going to tell you about the story of the boy, the clown, and the lion. Once upon a time, Gregory Hillier was supposed to go to sleep in a crib because Eric was sleeping on Alexis's bed and there was no other place for Gregory to sleep. Gregory was angry and he wouldn't go to sleep unless I told him a story. I said, "What kind of story do you want to hear, Gregory?" And he said, "I want to hear a story about a boy, a clown, and a lion." Now, I had never heard a story about those before, and so I told this story. Now, I'm not going to tell you about the story of the boy, the clown, and the lion anymore, because I just told you about the story. Now, I'm going to tell you the story, which is what you've been waiting to hear. This is the story of the boy, the clown, and the lion. Once upon a time, a boy was traveling in the back of an open jeep. A jeep is a car that's able to go over bumpy places, and this sure was a bumpy place. This was a dirt road, not a road with concrete on it or tar, but a road that was just made out of dirt that went across the African veldt. His parents were driving in the front of the car, and the boy sat all alone in back. But he had no seatbelt on, and that was very dangerous. You know what can happen if you're sitting in the back of an open car and you have no seatbelt on, and it's bumpy, especially a Jeep, which is a very bumpy car? Well, you could bounce right out, and that's exactly what happened to the boy. He bounced right out of the Jeep and fell, flop, right on the dirt road going across the veldt. And the Jeep was making so much noise that even when the boy cried out, "Hey, wait for me," his parents couldn't hear him, and they just went driving off, leaving him behind all alone. Was the boy scared to be all alone? Well, he was a pretty brave boy, so he was only a little scared for a little while. But then he got very scared. You know why he got very scared? Because he saw a rhinoceros coming across the veldt to get him. Now, this was not the kind of boy to sit around on the veldt while a rhinoceros was getting him. Instead, the boy jumped up and began to run away, which is just what anybody should do when a rhinoceros is running across the veldt to get them. The boy ran and ran right into the jungle to get away from the rhinoceros. He ran as fast as he could. The rhinoceros was coming closer and closer because rhinoceroses go much faster than boys, even in jungles. Luckily, the boy saw two trees that were growing right next to each other, and he quickly ran between the trees. The rhinoceros tried to follow him and bumped his horn right into the trees. You see, rhinoceroses don't look very carefully where they're going when they charge after you. In fact, they close their eyes, and this rhinoceros ran right into the trees. Well, he was so stunned that he stopped chasing the boy. But just to be safe, the boy kept running for a while. When he was sure that the rhinoceros was no longer chasing him, the boy sat down to catch his breath. When he started feeling a little rested, then he began to feel sad. And he said to himself, "I better get out of here and find my way back to the road, because even if there's a rhinoceros there, at least I could find my way back to where my parents are going. But if I stay in the jungle, I'll never find them again." And so the boy began to walk. But he had gotten lost in the jungle, and he didn't know how to get back to the road. So after a while, he became more and more sad, until decided to just sit down and cry a little. Now that was a mistake, because a lion heard him and came over to see what was happening. When he saw the boy, the lion let out a big roar and began to run after him. Now it might be possible to get away from a rhinoceros by climbing between trees, but you can't get away from a lion like that. Well, the boy tried, of course. He tried to use the same thing on the lion that worked with the rhinoceros, but lions are much faster, and they run with their eyes open so that lion could see where he was going. He chased and chased the boy until they came to a big, fat tree. And then, as the boy started running around the tree, the lion ran after him, and the boy just kept running around and around the tree, with the lion going after him as fast as he could. Now, the lion was bigger, so it was harder for him to get around the tree. And so, the boy was able to go just as fast as the lion, but only for a little while, because the boy began to get winded again. He just couldn't keep running and running like that. Now, as the boy was running around the tree, and the lion was running after the boy, and the lion's tail came after the lion, the boy saw the lion's tail in front of him. See, the lion's head was in back of him, chasing him, and as the boy went around, he saw the tail moving away in front of him. Well, the boy didn't have to think about that very long. He grabbed the lion's tail and held on as hard as he could. Soon the boy found that he didn't have to run anymore, because the tail was going around and around the tree and dragging him after it. So he was able to hold on to the tail while the lion kept going faster and faster around the tree, trying to catch the boy. The lion kept running and running and running, but the faster the lion went, the faster his tail went, and the faster the tail went, the faster the boy went, holding on to the tail, and the faster the boy got away from the lion. The lion ran so fast and so long that finally the lion was absolutely exhausted and winded and couldn't run anymore, and so the lion just lay down to rest. Now the boy began to wonder what would happen next after the lion had rested. Would he keep going around the tree the same way after the boy, or would he turn around and come the other way, and this time get the boy? Just as the boy was thinking of this, a hand came down from the leaves of the tree and grabbed the boy and pulled him up into the tree. The boy saw that it was a hand of a clown. And there was the clown sitting on a branch of the tree, looking at the boy, and laughing and laughing and laughing. The clown kept laughing until he recovered his composure. When the clown recovered his composure, he said to the boy, "Please don't be angry at me. I'm not laughing at you. I was laughing at the lion. That was the funniest thing that I ever saw. The way you were holding onto the lion's tail, and he couldn't get you because the faster he was going around the tree, the faster his tail went, and the faster you were going holding onto the tail. That was very funny." And then the clown laughed some more. When he had once again recovered his composure, the clown said, "Let me explain what I was doing in that tree. I used to be the chief clown for the circus. I used to think up different acts to perform to make the audience laugh. And I used to be a very good clown. But after a while, the audience wouldn't laugh at me anymore because they had already seen all of my acts. And after a while, I couldn't think up any more acts to make the audience laugh at. I became quite sad and decided to go away from the circus and just sit in the jungle until I could think of another act that would make people laugh. So here I was, sitting in a tree, when you came along with that lion after you, and I saw what you were doing. I said to myself, 'Why, there's a perfect circus act. We have lions in the circus. I'll get one to chase me, and that will be my act. If it's okay with you, of course, said the clown, I have to have your permission, because you are the author of this act. Well, the boy said it was okay, but how do you get to the circus? I'm lost, said the boy. I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and I bounced out of my family's Jeep. Well, said the clown, that will be no problem. Come with me. By now, of course, the lion had given up in disgust and gone somewhere else to find himself a meal. The boy and the clown climbed down from the tree and walked back to the edge of the jungle and then onto the flat where the road was. The clown took out a big orange silk handkerchief and spread it out on the grass. And he told the boy, your parents must have missed you by now, and they have probably told the jungle ranger about you, and they'll be coming along soon in a helicopter to search for you. Sure enough, in a few minutes, the sound of a helicopter could be heard. The helicopter pilot saw the big orange handkerchief spread out on the grass and brought the helicopter down. The boy and the clown said hello and got into the helicopter, and after only a very few more minutes, the helicopter brought them all the way to town where the boy's parents were waiting. Where were you? Said the boy's parents. Oh, said the boy, I had some trouble with a rhinoceros and a lion, and I was saved by a clown. What do you mean? Said the parents. Oh, never mind, said the boy. You'll never believe me, but I got free tickets to the circus, and if you come with me, I'll show you what I mean. Well, of course, the boy's parents were curious about what he meant, and like anybody else, they wouldn't turn down free tickets to the circus, so they came to the next show. They sat in the show, in the best seats in the house, because the clown had given the boy special tickets for himself and his family, box seats. First they saw the circus parade, and then the bareback riders that rode on horses without anything to hold on to. Then there were the dancing bears that could ride on horses, and then acrobats. And the next part of the show was the clown. First, they brought a big fake tree onto the stage. And then, the clown came onto the stage, and all the lights, all the spotlights, were focused on the clown. And as he walked around on the stage, all of a sudden, a lion came running out onto the stage. Some of the people in the audience got scared and screamed, and the lion started chasing the clown. The clown began running away and started running around and around the tree with the lion chasing him. The clown grabbed onto the lion's tail, and the faster the lion went after the clown, the faster the tail went, and the faster the clown went holding onto the tail. They went around and around until everyone in the office started laughing and laughing at the lion, because the lion just couldn't catch the clown. He was going around with his tail behind him so fast that he couldn't catch the clown. They went round and round until the lion got really tired. Then the lion lay down to rest, and a hand came out of the tree and pulled the clown up. There was another clown hiding inside the tree. Then a lion tamer came and made the lion get back into a cage, and he wheeled the cage off the stage. The whole audience was laughing and laughing, and they applauded the clown, all were clapping. Then the clown asked everyone to stop applauding and said, this was the best act that I ever did, and the author of the act is sitting right in the audience. All the spotlights turned onto the boy, and the audience applauded as he stood up. He was very proud, and his parents were proud of him too. And That's the story of a boy that